7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Why did I make this introduction so damn long? I don't know. Anyway, hello. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of Rock and Roll Fox Patrol. Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am sitting in my car. I'm sitting at my car parked on the street by the creek, and I'm waiting for these people to leave. There's a couple walking their dogs. They got two big old dogs, and I'm waiting for them to go by because I don't want to get out and then have the dogs bark at me and then scare away the fox. Here's what you need to know. I got up way too early this morning, way too early, and so I thought, well, the only thing to do, since it'll be nice and cool, and it'll be nice and early, the only thing to do will be to try to go get pictures of a fox, and so that's what we're going to do, but I'm going to be quiet. I've got my camera with me, and as soon as I get out of the car here in a couple seconds, I'm going to stop talking as I approach the creek. So that hopefully maybe we can get the camera or get the photo of the fox with the camera. So anyway, yeah, these people have, they've made it down the street a ways. So let's get out of the car. Oh, it's a little bit breezy today. I did not notice. The sun is directly on me. But that's okay. I'll lock the old car here. Okay, take the camera out of my pocket, and we're going to turn it on right now before we even get there, which is kind of a pain because sometimes it doesn't want to work right, but blah, blah, blah. Okay, do I have it set up correctly? Yep, this is as good as it's going to get. Okay, I am now going to go quiet for a few minutes. As we sneak in here a little bit, it's time to get tricky. Gonna sneak up on this guy once and for all. Okay. Here we go. Quiet time. See him. Oh, damn it to hell. I can see him. He's actually just... Oh, hi, buddy. He's looking at me now. He's sitting over there. Oh, damn it. There's no way I can get a photo. There's just way too many trees. Okay, our little buddy, our little fox buddy, is sitting there on the other side of the ravine. He jumped up, and now he's running away. Okay, see you later, buddy. Oh, where's he going? Where's he going? Ooh, okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so right, I creeped in here nice and quiet, and I'm trying to look in the spot where I think he might be, but I see some light brown, reddish brown, and he was just sitting there. He was sitting there on the opposite ridge,
And eventually he heard or saw me or smelled me or whatever, and he looked up. And he was just looking at me. We were just looking right at each other. We're not separated by 20 meters, but we got this ravine between us that's at least 5 meters deep right here. And the problem is that there's so much. He was just hiding in the ground cover. He was just, oh my God. I can't describe it, but yeah. I just got to see our little fox buddy again, and I saw him run away, and he might have gone to what I think is another den over there. Regardless. Oh my God. I can just go out and find foxes whenever I want now. Because I have powers. I have the Tobe powers of finding animals. Alright, well, we might as well go down into the creek now. Now that we're here. And check for golf balls. I don't have my hopes up because I came down here last night at about 8:15 or so. And there were a whole bunch of golf balls down here. A good dozen. But there was only one interesting one. It was a yellow soccer ball. Yellow with black spots, soccer ball style Callaway. Alright, so what do we got down in here today? There are golfers on the golf course. I can hear them. And it looks like we got all the same stuff as we had here last night. But let's go down here and double check. I'm looking up on the ridge for my foxy friend. He's hiding up there. He's hiding up there. Wow. I saw a fox today. I've seen a fox 3 days in a row. That makes me awesome. That makes me awesome. Okay, here we go. White golf balls. 1, 2, 3. Yellow golf ball. Yellow golf ball. Are these just regular yellows? Yep, not interesting enough for me to even care about. And here we have fox tracks. Fox tracks in the sand. Foxy business. Count the golf balls, Tobe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, look, the fox has been digging on this little sandbar here, too, right in front of the picnic table dam. There's more fox tracks here. He walked over the picnic table. Okay, any balls in the ravine? In the golf ball eating ravine? I don't immediately see any. And we've got another white ball up here on the bank. And another yellow. So there's a good dozen white golf balls down here today. And 3 yellow ones. More fox. Ooh, look at all these foxy fox tracks. Look at this. Oh. Alright, so I'm glad Mr. Foxy saw me today. And he saw me being nice and quiet. So maybe he was learning that I'm his friend and I come down here all the time. And I've been making sure to wear the same clothes. My blue shirt. It's the only time I wear this blue shirt anymore is when I come down to the creek. So yeah, I change into my blue shirt, come down here for 15 minutes. Go home, change out of my shirt. There's a white ball. This is so the foxes will remember me. This is so they have a constant image. And they see me and they go, oh yeah, we've been seeing that thing walking around. It's no threat. Because I'm not. I'm no threat. I just want to get photographs of my foxy friends in the creek. Oh. The funny thing is that dude, I kind of think I know where he went. But I'm climbing back out of the creek now. I'm back up here to where I saw our guy. And see, he's back in there, blah, blah, blah. Alright, awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm already having a great day watching foxes in my neighborhood, in the big city. Okay, let's go home. We need to go back to my house because I've got a box we need to open up. So, let's put the camera in my pocket, take out the MP3 player, plug it in, and hit random play for some music on the way home.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Okay, so we had a little rush there, doing Tom Sawyer. Why the hell not? You gotta have some rush every once in a while. Alright, so here we are. Back at the bowling alley, and I've got a little package in my hand. It's a white box, and it, what does this say on the side? This box is approximately, 15 centimeters by 20 centimeters by, I don't know, 12 and a half centimeters or thereabouts. And it's got a label on it that says, "To Tobe," in Omaha, Nebraska, from Gaston Brabant du Boupier. That's right, it's another package from the Booper. What did Booper send us? Well, the only way we're going to find out is with the judicious application of quantities of knife. Got me some knife. And I am now cutting stuff. Oh, let's see. It was delivered yesterday. And I didn't open my mail box until, like, I don't know, 7 p.m. All right, open the top part, Tobe. Yeah, cutting towards myself. This is smart. Okay. The box is open. We shall return the knife to its resting place, which is on the table. Opening the box, and the first thing I find is a piece of cardboard. Okay, cool. And the only thing written on the cardboard, or the only thing printed on the cardboard, is the recycling symbol. The three little arrows that fold each other over in the corners. Well, okay. I kind of want to set that aside because that's going to get used for something else. All right, second thing in the box is, oh, look at this. It's apparently a chunk of chocolate. Yes, that is my guess. I do not speak or read this language, though. This language is Icelandic. And I'm guessing that the name of this company is Sirius. Noi Sirius. And here's another word under the brand name that I can't even begin to understand, let alone parse or... Okay, it's R-J-O with a diacritical mark, M-A-S-U diacritical mark, K-K-U-L-A. And then there's a letter that we don't have in my alphabet. It looks like a lowercase d, but the ascender is curved and it has a little line through it. And then I. So it's Ryomasklawi. Or if this is a d, it's Lottie. And then Med Karamelikurli and Islensku Shav. S-J, I'm just guessing, is Shavarsalti. Okay, so what we've got here is. Something caramel, because this is obviously caramelicuri is obviously caramel something. So, oh, and Icelandic sea salt. So I'm guessing dark chocolate or something caramel chocolate with caramel and Icelandic sea salt. Okay, good at reading languages you don't know, Tobe. Yeah, I know, I'm awesome. Oh, wait, but now no, nobody's going to believe I'm awesome because on the back here, there is some English. There's, you know, the ingredients and stuff. Then there's an extensive list of ingredients and stuff in four different languages. Icelandic. And then a language that I was going to say, oh, and this is German. This is not German. Is it Dutch? No, okay, no. This is German down here. This is... no, this is a Scandinavian language. It's not Finnish. This is Danish or Norwegian. Or It's not Swedish. It's not Swedish. And then in English, too. And yeah, it says Sirius milk chocolate. Oh, that's what it is. Med is milk. No, no, wait. I'm confused now. It doesn't matter. Sirius milk chocolate with toffee. Oh, that's what the caramelicuri is. With toffee and Icelandic sea salt. Ha ha ha. I win. Well, I win Icelandic sea salt. Okay, so I got this big old chocolate bar. It's 150 grams. Next thing in the box is another box. And then some newspaper and some bubble wrap. Now, I'm dying to know. I got to check out this newspaper. If there's one thing I love to get, it's packages from other countries. And you might be asking yourself, why the hell is Booper in Iceland? Why the hell wouldn't a Booper be in Iceland? He's got to get his Appleson somewhere. Oh, yes. Oh, no, it's in English. Okay. So one of these newspaper pieces, yeah, it's Icelandic business. Down here at the bottom it says, Odinstorg 101, Reykjavik Island. I mean Iceland. So yeah, we got Iceland newspapers, but it's not written in Icelandic. It's written in English. What about this other piece? I'm just gonna see if I can see some words. I see English words, I don't care. Put the newspaper back in the box. And we'll turn our attention to this other little box. And somehow we can open it. I said somehow we can open it because it's not box science. Oh, okay, yeah, it's tricky. Not anymore. And what do we have inside the little box? We've got a hell of a lot more packing material. We've got some stuff. And what the hell is this? This I wasn't expecting, but this I was. Okay. Yep, here we go. Taking off some of this stuff. Put it in the box. What do we got? We have ourselves an interesting can of soft drink. Appleson. Appleson, despite its name, is actually an orange-flavored soft drink. It's low carbonation. Booper loves it, and it comes from Iceland, and he insisted on sending me some. One can, and it's an awesome can because it's a weird size. It seems like it's a regular American type can, 12 ounce can, but it's not. This is a 1/3 liter can, so it's a little bit shorter. It's cute. It's very Icelandic. It's an orange can. It's got a blue oval with the Edgels or Eagles or Eggles or whatever company brand name. Then Appleson. And then the picture of an orange with orange juice dripping out of it. Because Appleson is an orange flavored drink, not apple. So we got the orange flavored drink. We got the milk chocolate with toffee and sea salt. Icelandic sea salt. And, oh God. Yeah, there's something else in here too. There's an actual wallet. Booper, and it's got the Colorado flag logo on it. Is this a joke? Yeah, people give me wallets all the time, and it annoys the crap out of me, because I already have a wallet. I've had the same, and this annoys the hell out of my mom. The fact that I've had the same wallet for the last numerous number of decades. It's like, well, it still works. It's not broken. It's still perfectly functional. I don't need a new one. Oh, but part of it's torn. There's a little rip. Yeah, and that doesn't affect its functionality in one bit. So now I've got this wallet. And it's really cute and clever because, you know, it's from Colorado. And guess what brand it is? It's Dimebags brand. Ugh. Meet your new trifold wallet. This wallet is slim, compact, and stylish. No, not really. Ugh. And then there's some... What is this? Ugh. Yeah, no. So, we've got the Appleson. I'm not going to drink it right now because I've got tea. I'm drinking tea and maybe I'll eat the chocolate later. Maybe I'll do something with the chocolate. Maybe I'll make some cookies. No, not making any cookies. I'm going to pour some tea here. So, yeah. I got some gifts from Iceland and from Colorado. Ah, Dahong Pao. I love drinking tea. It's so good. Oh, but you know what I'm really looking forward to today? Going back to sleep. I woke up way too early. Oh, I'm going to have to get another 2 hours of sleep in somewhere. I'll do it after lunch. I'm looking forward to it, but I was also kind of looking forward to watching some more of that anime. I've been watching this anime. I don't remember the name of it. Something, something, Yadameshi. It's basically... I think the English title, and I hate to use the English titles because they're always terrible, but it's basically Bed and Breakfast for the Spirits or something of that nature. And I watched the first season a couple years ago, and I kind of liked it. And apparently they made a second season, so I'm about halfway through watching that. That's been pretty fun. I like it. And I kind of wanted to mess with my synth stuff today, but... yeah, the cat's still over there. And she was pulling the blanket off the simps. And now she's just sitting there looking at me. Looking kind of suspicious. A suspicious cat. I think the cat was trying to play synth earlier this morning, or while I was sleeping. And that's why she decided she needed to pull the blanket off it. I don't know. Crazy cats, what are you going to do? Oh, good Lord. And here come the cows. Yeah, it's cow time. It's bowling for cows time. All right. Yeah, see, they sit there. They parade the cows past everyone so everyone can see what we're bowling for. The cow parade. So anyway, yeah, I want to do some synth stuff. I had some thoughts last night, and now I'm trying to remember what one of them was. What was it? So yeah, I should have written it down. And I was thinking to myself last night, I should write these down. And now I don't remember, but it was something to do with hooking something up to something. What was I going to do? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. And the other thing I gotta do is I gotta... and I'm trying to remember what page it is. Page 129, page 121, I don't remember. I had to look something up in the sequencer manual, and now I have forgotten what it is I'm supposed to do. How do I get to this place? And the menu, you gotta hit shift and then the button, and I don't remember the button. So yeah, just... lost in menu levels of hell and blah blah blah. So anyway, yeah, I might do some of that today. I don't know. I will be going back down to the creek tonight at around dusk to get some golf balls because it's going to be a very golfing day. Lots of people are going to golf today. Lots of people are going to lose golf balls today. And if I find any good golf balls tonight, you'll hear about it tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.